Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Welcome back from the 420 break. Got a fine guest joining me soon. He is radio host Rick Smith, a new union-centric product coming on Devil Radio in the Shaw, starting tonight, 8 to 10 p.m. each night. Tune in for Rick. We'll introduce you soon. I don't often read, you know, scientific reports on the air. Doesn't necessarily make for great radio, but I trust my smart audience because you've been listening, and I know you're smart because you're well-informed to stick around for a few more minutes and consider the conclusions, at least in part, of this study. We elaborate two broader implications of our findings. First, our results contrast with conventional wisdom that Americans, and especially highly engaged partisans, reject information contrary to their partisan loyalties and from opposing sources. So did you catch all that? We used to think that the Trumpsters had their minds made up and you could never change their mind. That's not true. If you inform them and you pull them out of their silo and you give them facts, you know what? They change their minds. A little bit more. Indeed, our experiment arguably represented a hard test of partisan media's impact. Consistent with theories of selective exposure, the participants in our study, regular Fox News viewers at baseline, were overwhelmingly strongly conservative and politically engaged. Yet, we still found that these highly engaged partisans could be persuaded by viewing opposition partisan media instead of their own. Second, I'm going to conclude here. Just bring this part to a conclusion. Second, our results indicate challenges that partisan media may pose for democratic accountability. Our findings suggest that partisan media may affect voters' choices, at least in part because it hides information about aligned incumbents' failures. So in other words, Fox News hides the bad stuff about Donald Trump and the Republican Party and distorts perceptions of political rivals. They talk trash and lie about Joe Biden. This suggests that partisan media does not only present a challenge for the opposing party, it may present a challenge for democracy, which may deserve attention from policymakers. So this is bad for our society. That is the conclusion. But here's what I took from it. I'm in the information biz. I'd like to think I'm in the mass media biz. You're listening to me on the radio right now, and that's free to you. And if you want to listen on the app, that's also free to you. And here's what I would always do. I, as a media consumer, I consume lots of media. I consume media of the right. I consume media of the left and everything in between. And I consider the source. I try to. And I often think, why is this media source amplifying that sound? And if it's the right, if it's Fox News, why can't I find that story being reported anywhere in the Washington Post or somewhere else? Well, obviously, over the course of the weekend, the Hunter Biden story, well, we got right-wing outlets saying, well, we told you so. Got guys like Ron Johnson saying, we told you so. And I did acknowledge on the air last week, yeah, probably with some justification and vindication, they did tell us so. And many sources ignored the Hunter Biden story. But guess what? People don't ignore all of the opposition points of view. And in fact, I strongly suspect there's a few conservatives listening right now. And occasionally we'll even give them a platform right here, right, CJ? We let them call in at 844-967-2789. And I don't know if you've noticed, but I've been doing this like 5 years in Milwaukee, which is a fairly conservative media market, in Madison, which is far more liberal. But the calls I get out of Milwaukee, they often lean conservative, but they're listening and they're giving us a fair hearing. And occasionally, we might just move them just a little bit. I'm going to conclude this segment before our next fine guest, Rick Smith, with a thought. I used to have a producer. I know I've told this story before. And when I worked for or worked with, I mean, I was an independent contractor. I wrote checks to Heartless Radio. And I produced a show for 5 years in their studios here in Madison. And we would get whatever rookie producer they would send our way. And one day we got Joel. And Joel was a nice kid. He was a sports guy. Joel wasn't really like a political guy, but now he's stuck producing a political show. And Dom and I did our little show, The Devil's Advocates. We were doing it for like 6 months. And Joel was producing us each and every day. And by the end of 6 months, Joel had, you know, become a talented producer, more experienced. And Joel had also become something of a, I would almost describe him as a Bernie-crat. Good progressive liberal, even though he was pretty politically agnostic when he started. And then they stole him. They took Joel from us, and they gave him to the right-wing talk radio product that worked just down the hall, because now he was trained. They gave him to the in-house product, because nobody wanted to work with her. So Joel got stuck with her. And 6 months later, Joel had been pulled so far to the right that Joel was wearing MAGA hats. And I would just point out, same kid. And all his political influence really was right-wing talk radio. And prior to that, it was left-wing talk radio. And here in the state of Wisconsin, we've got 81 right-wing talk radio outfits. And if that is the only news you're getting in your local community, if that's the only place to go listen to the Brewers or catch the baseball score, the local high school football score from last week is on the local radio station that pumps out right-wing talk radio, which in the same fashion as Fox News is not there to tell you the truth. I talked to one of my colleagues today. I said, you know, it's hard. I'm not always sure what our role is here. I feel like our role is to tell the truth. But, you know, I look over on right-wing talk radio, tons of message discipline. They never turn against the party, right? Never turn against the family. They're never critical of their own. They never hold them up to scrutiny. Well, I can't tell you that we're not going to hold our own up to scrutiny. And I hope that means we're giving you a fairer and truer assessment, even though it may not be the same partisan assessment. We're not necessarily the media outlet of the left, although we invite lefty, you know, guests on, like the fine one, the Democratic Party chair, Ben Wickler, joins us at 5:05. Got a union guy, Rick Smith, joining me next. Come back. I'm telling you what, this study vindicates the last 10 years of my life, because all I've been trying to do is have public conversations, change hearts and minds, and make the greatest radio show ever, some people say. Come back. Rick Smith joins me next.